Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Have you ever wondered why bad things happen to good people? It shatters our hearts when uncalled for things happen to people with golden hearts. In October 2016, Gerardo Makidato Jr. was one of the driver awardees of Grab Philippines, recognized for giving a courtesy ride to a sick passenger. His story went viral after the passenger's family posted about him on Facebook.
Divine Lactao Ornum booked a Grab car for her sister, Prima, who was on her way to Quezon City to pick up bags of blood for her dialysis. Luckily, Makidato was in the area and was less than a minute away. The model Grab driver picked up his passengers but did not ask for payment for the trip out of kindness.
Unfortunately, a year after winning the award, Makidato became a victim of one of the most gruesome killings that happened to a Grab driver in the Philippines.
Before we proceed with this episode, we would like to greet everyone a Happy New Year. May all your goals and resolutions for 2023 come to fruition.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is our sixth episode for Season 3.
Sorry. Sa kuha ng CCTV ng barangay 190 Pasay, makikita ang pagpasok na isang Silver Innova sa back 111 Drive pasado alas 7 noong October 26. Ito ang Innova ng Grab driver na si Gerardo Makidato Jr. Liliko ang Innova sa Twin Pioneer Street. Sa kabilang kanto nito ang Bonanza Street kung saan tinapon sa bangketa si Makidato. Eksklusibo namin nakausap ang saksi sa pagtapon sa katawan ni Makidato.
Nung karoon ng ingay o puto, nung babasa ko, may nakita akong sasakyan na nakagitna sa daan o maandar. Tapos yung sasakyan no, may basag dun sa driver's side. Eh sabihan ko sana yung driver, umikot ako dun sa passenger side. Pagsilip ko, mayroon pala tao dun sa driver's side na hindi gumagalaw at saka yung parang yung dugo na ano. Pagsilip ko, mayroon tao sa likod na gumalaw. Tapos sumigaw na ako patakbo papuntang barangay. Sabi ko, may patay.
Pero agad daw siyang bumalik sa lugar. Nakita raw niyang ibinababa ng isang lalaki ang driver sa sidewalk, sumakay ng Innova at umarangkada. Sa death certificate ni Makidato,
single gunshot ang tumama sa kanyang likod ng ulo. At lumabas ito sa kanyang kaliwang mata. It appears na yung tumira ay nasa likod na bahagi ng sasakyan, right side. Wala siya doon sa harap.
Magkukunan muli ang Innova palabas na ng barangay 190. Hindi na si Makidato nagmamaneho. Nang may makatapat na motor, maiilawan ang bintanang bahagyang nakabukas. Maaaninag ang mukha ng nagmamaneho. Sa isa pang kuha, makikita ang Innova at ang driver na nakaputing t-shirt. Hindi malinaw kung may kasama ito o wala.
On the early evening of October 26, 2017, Makidato was found dead after assailants shoved him out of his vehicle and stole his silver Toyota Innova along Bonanza Street in Pasay City. Witnesses near the scene heard gunshots, prompting them to report to the police. The authorities immediately asked Grab for the victim's recorded passengers. The largest ride-hailing company was compliant and told the media that they had already provided the Philippine National Police with all the necessary information to help with the investigation.
In a statement, the transport company said, quote, Grab is one with authorities in making sure that justice will be served and perpetrators will be put behind bars. Our prayers and sympathies go out to Mr. Makidato's family. He was a good father to his four children, a good friend to many of his fellow drivers, and a good driver who was always willing to outserve his passengers. Unquote. Grab also offered a 100,000 peso bounty for information that could lead to the capture of Makidato's killers.
During that time, 6 recorded carnapping incidents involving Grab's partner drivers were recorded. The suspects all booked and rode like regular passengers. A few weeks later, the authorities had a significant break when they identified one of the suspects. One of them is Narc Tulod de Lemios, also known as Miko. He was identified through Giselle Capati, his live-in partner, who coordinated with the Pasay City Police and admitted that de Lemios used her cell phone to book a Grab car. According to the initial investigation, de Lemios and his cohorts booked a ride with Makidato on the eve of his saddening death, before eventually killing him and stealing his vehicle.
It was not de Lemios' first time killing someone. Earlier, he was a prime suspect in Gino Balbuena's killing, a 19-year-old boy shot to death. De Lemios also had a standing warrant of arrest issued by Aparañaque Court in 2015. Meanwhile, another witness, who requested not to be identified for their safety, told the police that de Lemios killed Balbuena while playing Cara Cruz on October 10, 2014 in Baclaran. However, Balbuena's sister said a possible motive for her brother's killing was a petty quarrel in a basketball game and that a certain Jeric Lim was an accomplice of de Lemios.
Calling all aspiring podcasters. This is your sign to start your own podcast because we have just the right tool for you. Before we started podcasting, we really thought that everything would be such a hassle, especially the editing. But we found the best and most convenient all-around podcast tool out there, PodMachine. PodMachine will take care of all your podcasting needs, from audio production, designs, and marketing growth. All you have to do is sit back, relax, and keep creating great content that sounds professional. It's time for you to start sounding like a pro with PodMachine today. Sign up and get a free episode trial. And once you're convinced of how good it can be and how it helped us, you can start for as low as only $49.99 for 4 episodes in a month. But wait, there's more. If you use our code PHMURDER, all caps, no spaces, you get 1 free episode credit upon subscribing. Just head on to podmachine.com and let them do the dirty work so you can do the fun stuff and sound like a pro. On November 7, 2017, a day after being identified by the authorities as a suspect in Gerardo Makidato Jr.'s killing, Delemio surrendered and confessed to them what he did to his victim. Gino Balbuena's relatives rushed to the Pasay police station an hour before Delemio surrendered to the police. However, they were not allowed to see the suspect as the police still took his statement. Still, it was a welcome development for Gino's mother, Gailey. She said, quote, "This will be a good Christmas gift to our family from God. We will finally get justice." Unquote. Gailey insisted it was Delemios, a friend of Gino's at the time, who shot her son on October 10, 2014, near the corner of Bagong Sikat and Nara Extension streets in Baclaran, Paranaque City. She recalled that Delemios and her son were playing basketball when Gino accidentally struck him with an elbow. She said, quote, "Delemios was fuming mad when he left. He returned on a motorcycle a few minutes later and shot my son 3 times." Unquote.
The police then conducted a press conference in Camp Crame, where the suspect explained why he killed Makidato. He said, quote, "Pera lang po ang gusto kong kuhanin sa kanya, pero ininsist po niya. Lumaban po siya, kaya ko po nagawa na ganun." Unquote. Makidato's widow and mother also confronted the suspect during that time. They told Delemios that he should have let his victim live instead of killing him. 2 days after Delemios' confession, the Philippine National Police Highway Patrol Group, with the help of the Pasay City Police, has arrested Jeric Lim, his co-accused in Gino Balbuena's killing, inside a mall in Dasmariñas City, Cavite.
Several months have passed, and the Makidato case took a dramatic turn of events when Delemios might have taken a page out of the US hit TV series Prison Break, after escaping prison at night through the roof. Subsequently, the police launched a manhunt against the suspect and vowed not to let justice slip off the next time they saw Delemios. Delemios' escape led to the firing of the jail warden, Superintendent Bernie Ruiz, and 6 custodial officers.
3 months later, the cops had a tip from a concerned citizen regarding Delemios' whereabouts. According to the unnamed source, the fugitive hid at Barangay 148, Zone 16 in Pasay City. Police Senior Inspector Manuel Taytayon and 8 police officers quickly went to Delemios' hideout where he was armed and dangerous. After seeing the cops pursuing him, he suddenly fired his pistol several times in their direction, which caught Inspector Taytayon's body several times and eventually killed him.
The remaining cops then overpowered Delemios and shot him dead on the spot, finally putting an end to the fugitive's life. As for the bloody crime scene, The authorities recovered Delemius' 9mm Taurus gun, 18 pieces of fired cartridge cases, 3 fired bullets, and 5 live ammunition pieces. The PNP honored Police Senior Inspector Manuel Taytayon's service by awarding him a Medal of Merit for sacrificing his life and promising to care for his family. Delemius' ways of wreaking havoc finally came to an end. Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. At PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.